I want y'all to make some noise, giddy up. One more time. So what? I love you so much. Oh, you're spoiling me now.
This can be heard in a club practically any night in Washington, D.C. Chuck Brown warming up the crowd at a go-go concert. Chances are you're thinking, go-go? Isn't that women wearing vinyl boots dancing in cages? Not if you're from Washington, D.C., where go-go means music.
When I was a young boy, about the age of five, my mama sat down and told me, she's the greatest thing alive. Now I'm a grown man, way past 21, y'all.
The go-go sound was created by one man, Chuck Brown, known to his fans as the godfather of go-go.
Well, when you hear go-go, you think of D.C., New York, California, and all that's hip-hop, you know? Well, D.C. is go-go. And this is where it all started, and it's where it's been since 1976.
Chuck Brown didn't start playing music until his mid-20s. Before that, he worked as everything from a bricklayer to a sparring partner in a boxing ring. In the early 1950s, he was locked up on an assault charge, and prison is where he started playing the guitar and singing. Chuck says his music was so popular, it helped him get paroled. Later in the 60s, Chuck joined a group called Los Latinos.
The whole band, a bunch of nice, intelligent guys, karate expert, black belts, these guys. So I did what I was told. I played and I learned the songs that I was supposed to learn. And it was so much fun. The top 40 songs in those days, Otis Redding and James Brown, you name it, we did it. But we had that Latin flavor to it. So I decided when I got my own band together, I was going to use drum sets with that Latin flavor.
And that's just what he did. In the 70s, he started his own band with that idea, and his new syncopated drum beat would become the heart of the music he called go-go. And if the beat is the heart of go-go, its soul is the singer's interaction with the audience. Chuck punctuates his set with shout-outs to the crowd, and they shout back. It's a call-and-response that Chuck learned growing up in the church.
It's all feel. It happens spontaneously. I might start off talking to him, and then I do one song and break down and talk to him some more, you know?
And he's built up a loyal audience doing that. People who follow him from gig to gig. It's 1 a.m. Saturday night, or Sunday morning, outside a club called the D.C. Tunnel. Police officers patrol the street. Men and women, mostly in their 20s, wait in line to get in. The women wear tight, sexy clothes. One's in a red rubber dress. A guy walks by wearing head-to-toe cheetah. And they're all here to see Chuck. 31-year-old Barrington Brown says he started listening to go-go when he was just 12 years old.
Chuck is a legend. You know what I'm saying? Chuck is a legend. He go way back. When I first seen Chuck, it was like about 84, 85, you know what I'm saying? So go see Chuck every week, faithfully.
And we'd like to say hello to a longtime friend of ours, Shorty. Shorty's in the house with us. Where are you, Shorty, with your pretty blonde hair? All right.
Inside, the club is one cavernous room. Chuck's on stage with his band. There are maybe 1,500 people here dancing and singing to the familiar tunes. Chuck's music is usually a reworking of a popular song like this one by Herbie Hancock. In that way, it's a lot like hip-hop. But unlike hip-hop, go-go hasn't caught on outside the neighborhoods where it was born. Aside from a couple of short-lived hits in the 1980s, go-go hasn't gone mainstream. It hasn't gone national. It's barely crossed over to next-door Virginia and Maryland. And people have all sorts of theories why.
One is the fact that you really have to experience the music in order to fully appreciate it.
That's Charles Stevenson, co-author of a new book on go-go called The Beat. He says also that the major record labels have ignored the music, but there's another reason that goes to the essence of what go-go is.
And just the lack of the bands conforming to how you put together your melodies, how you put together your hooks. And a lot of the bands really struggle with that. I mean, they were doing it intentionally. They would not conform.
There aren't any 3-minute go-go songs, just the opposite. Go-go's appeal is that it never ends. It just keeps going, sometimes for hours, so you can keep dancing all night long. Chuck Brown embodies that stamina. He's 67 years old and still performs at go-go clubs here in Washington 3 or 4 times a week. And let's be clear about what here means. It's not the Washington, D.C. of tourists and lawmakers, of the Capitol and the White House. This is the other D.C., the city where people actually live, and this D.C. is mostly Black.
Go-go represents a people who for quite some time have been forgotten.
Author Charles Stevenson.
And I think this is unconscious, but I think they feel cut off from the rest of the country. And for a long time, they really didn't care whether or not the nation heard their music.
Chuck Brown's new album, Your Game, live at the 930 Club, is getting airplay on D.C. radio stations. You can hear it pumping out of cars and boomboxes around the city. Charles Stevenson thinks maybe this will be the album to take go-go from the underground to the mainstream. It's doing a bit of that today. Chuck Brown will be honored as part of Black Music Month by the chief of official Washington, President George Bush.